Comment vous allez? Hope you guys had a good last week. Sorry, this is gonna be a really quick recording because it's transfers today, so I like just got transferred, so I'm just trying to like hurry and make a recording so we can just go hit up the cyber bit. Anyway, so Monday was pretty good. Just like normal Monday, like just went and had sports and stuff, and then after came and cleaned the apartment, and like just prepared for Tuesday, which was the multi-zone conference with Elder Catcher, so that was pretty cool, and so yeah, that was Monday. Then Tuesday had the multi-zone conference. It was super great. Elder Catcher and his wife came and talked to us and stuff. It was really great. They just taught us about like integrity and obedience and like just things like that. And like he was like asking like all these different people like, oh, like are you an obedient elder? And they're like, yeah, I'm obedient. And he's like, oh, like what time do you guys get up in the morning or something? And they're like, oh, like 7. He's like, oh, you're not an obedient elder. I'm like, I was like sitting there just like thinking to myself, I'm like, freak, man, I gotta start getting up on time. But yeah, it was really great. That dude's just full of the spirit. He's a super great guy. And they just, like, taught us different techniques with, like, using only the Book of Mormon to teach and, like, asking, like, inspired questions and just cool stuff like that. Like, it was super great. Great help, especially, like, I don't know. I've just started trying to use just the Book of Mormon. I've honestly already started seeing the power of just using the Book of Mormon. Like, it's just so clear. Like, it just teaches the doctrine so much clearer than the Bible. Like, you really come to realize what the... what is it? Great apostasy, I think is what it is in English. Like, what that did to the world. Like, there's so much, like, truth that's just lost. And so, yeah, that was Tuesday. And, like, for lunch, we had, like, hamburgers. So, that was super nice. President just bought, like, a bunch of hamburgers for everyone. It's super dope. And then, like, after the way, like, on our way back to our apartment, like, after the, conference, like, the chauffeur of, like, a Baca and, like, the balancer, they just, like, got in, like, this huge fight, and, like, they're just, like, going just at it, and, like, all these people are, like, trying to break it up, and, like, it was nuts. And then we get back to our apartment, like, across the street, like, in the other house, there's, like, these two grown women just full on just, like, beating the heck out of each other, like, throwing pots and pans and, like, all sorts of crap. There's, like, children crying all over the place. It was insane. I was like, what the freak is going on? I'm, like, just left being full of the spirit, and then there's all these people just beating each other. I'm like, yep, there's the real world. and then, let's see. I want to... What the heck was that? I was like... Tuesday, yeah, and then Wednesday was pretty good. Wednesday was pretty good. What did we do? Oh, it's like we went, like, just kind of like studying stuff in the morning, and then went to the sector and went and got the paper signed for Loic and Cynthia. It's like they got baptized, which is super awesome. Like, oh, it was the best. I'll talk about that a little bit later, but so yeah, so super great. We like went and got that signed, and then went back to the apartment. Sorry, I'm just reading through. Oh yeah, so like that day, like we went to the bureau, and then we realized that like they're not at the bureau because there was like the other multi-zone in the other part of the mission. So, like, we drove all the way there, and they're like, frick, now we just gotta take another taxi and go back to our apartment. So, we just did that. And that was Wednesday. And also, like, I called Elder Meta, who's, like, my really good buddy. Elder Austin, like, trained the guy, and, like, I've just become, like, really close to him. He's a super cool guy. And then I called, like, Elder Sorensen and Elder Reynolds. So, that's cool, because I haven't talked to him for a while. So, that's super awesome. Like, when I was on the phone with him, there was, like, this dude, I just saw him, like, on his motorcycle, and he just totally ate shiz, man. Like, he just, like, turned a corner, like, tried to, like, drift, like, fishtail it, like, trying to be, like, all cool, and just totally laid his bike down, like, on his leg. He, like, jacked up his leg. He, like, stood up and, like, just, like, limped and grabbed his bike and just, like, drove away. It was the funniest thing. I'm like, what the heck, man? These people in motorcycles, they can't do it. And then Thursday, it was pretty good. We had splits with Chef D.D. Suk, Elder Duncan. So that was fun. And, like, his comp went with mine, and then I went with him. And we had to, like, wait for Frigera to, like, come and fix their apartment. Like, they brought him, like, a new stove and stuff. So, like, we just kind of sat around, and then after went and visited Sir Cynthia and Frère Loïc to, like, prepare them for their baptism and stuff. Because they had, like, an interview. It was Friday. So that was Thursday. We went just kind of, like, prepared them for, like, their interview and stuff. And so that was Thursday. Like, basically just went inside them. And Friday, went and had interviews. So, like, we did splits again. Elder Duncan went with my companion to, like, go do the interviews. While, like, me and Elder Muhuru, his companion, went and saw, like, an immediate beast that we had a rendezvous with. So we went and saw them. His name is Frère Armand. It was a really great lesson. He's going to progress a ton. So that would be cool for Elder Cannon, who took my place over there. He's going to, like, I just, like, prepare, like, all these baptisms. So I'll just do that. It's kind of like what happened at, what was it? Oh, heck. When I was at Gonzac, like, I did, like, a ton of Obebe, like, found, like, a ton of people. And then I got transferred, and then after, like, Elder Young and Elder Lukombe, they did, like, over 30 baptisms in, like, a month. So I was like, or no, it was, like, over 2 months or 3 months or so. So I'm like, yeah, that's okay, man. I'm like, I'm just hooking up all these sectors with baptisms, man. So I came on a mission to do is just work. And so that was super awesome. So then, like, we went back to the bureau, and then after that, like, we just went back to the apartment. That was, like, basically Friday, and then Saturday, it's pretty good. Hurried to, in the morning, to, like, go get Sir Frère Loïc and Sir Cynthia, like, for their baptism. Like, everybody was just, like, waiting on us, like, we're hurrying, and then, like, I hurried and changed. Because I was Jean-Baptiste, and it's super awesome. It was kind of funny. Sir Cynthia was, like, scared of the water, so the first time, like, she didn't go all the way under. And, like, just hurried and got out. I'm like, actually, no, we gotta redo it. And, like, for Loïc, he was super easy. And after the service de baptism, I went chilled at, like, the apartment of Shifty District in Shifty Zone, and, like, ate some lunch. And then went to go meet Frère Elias, who's, like, the parents of Frère Chris and Sir Victoire. So we went and talked with him for a while and, like, ended up missing our rendezvous with Frère Rodrigue. So that kind of was a bummer, but it's okay. And then we just went back to the apartment, to their, like, apartment, Chef de Zone, to, like, leave together with Elder Timidon and Elder Moreau. And then that night, I got a call from the assistants. They told me I got transferred. So I'm not in Kumasi anymore. I'm actually here in Trois Rouges, which is in Yopougon, sector Atakube. Somebody's calling me. Frick.